Carlos, welcome back to New York City. Everybody's happy to get back home. What is it like to sleep in your own bed and come to work? Same traffic, I hate to say, but what's it like to be back here at home?
Oh, it's great. It's such a good feeling being back here, coming to the stadium today, putting the white pants, you know, for the first time in I don't know, feels like a very long time. But no, it's always great to get an opportunity to play a game in front of our fan base, something that we haven't done this month. And here we are, ready to go.
What are you looking forward to about simply batting second, playing in front of a home crowd, a chance to win it at the bottom of the ninth? Like, being a home team, how much are you looking forward to that for at least 9 days?
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to just go out there and have the support from our fan base. You know, even though that we got some good crowds on the road, you know, which is really good too, but nothing like at home here at Citi Field. Hopefully we get on a roll offensively here, and there's a lot of pitching changes. So we could see the whole show with the cell phones and things like that. The trumpets, obviously. There's a lot going on here, and it's just a good feeling to be back.
How is Mark Vientos feeling?
Good. He wanted to be in the lineup, so that's a good sign. He's going to go through his pregame routine and go through all the baseball activities, but he should be a player off the bench for us, and hopefully he's in the lineup tomorrow, so no concerns there.
So in step the Oakland Athletics, who have a name that means one thing. They have not played very well this year overall, but they've won 6 of the last 8 series. What have they done well lately?
Yeah, this is a team that, you know, overall record might say, man, but as of late, they've been playing really good baseball. Their back end of the bullpen is really, really good. It's legit. And they got some guys that can hit the ball out of the ballpark. You know, they rely on a couple of guys getting on and, you know, hoping that somebody clip them and get a 3-run homer. And then they have that ability to shut offense down. So, you know, we got to stay on the attack. We got to be aggressive early in the game. We got to take the lead. We got to keep it and then continue to put pressure on them.
How do you come off of a series where you struggled to score but also faced the best pitching staff in baseball? How do you gauge, okay, it's us, we have something to work on, or we just face a really tough set of arms?
Yeah, look, there's always ways for improvement. You're always looking for, okay, how can we get better? Yes, understanding that we face a really good pitching staff, but at the end of the day, it's a big league. You know, you're facing the best of the best day in and day out. I thought that last game against Castillo, we had better at-bats. We created some traffic. We just couldn't come up with a big hit. That wasn't the case the first two nights there, where we were pretty much I don't think we got people in runners in scoring position at all. So it happens, you know, especially when you're facing teams like that. But at the end of the day, we got to get some guys going here. And, you know, we got to go out there, compete, and have fun. You know, don't try to do too much. Seems like there's a couple of guys that are probably trying to do too much when, hey, just go back to yourself and play baseball.
And then finally, Paul Blackburn, who amazingly was traded to the Mets but never came here. So he's been with the Mets for about 2 weeks and has never stepped foot in this ballpark as a home player. What have you liked about his first two starts?
Yeah, it's amazing. Going back to, you know, I was looking at the schedule. I was like, man, this is the first time he gets to put his white pants, you know. That's how long the road trip was. But look, guy that knows how to pitch, he's going to move the ball around. We've seen it in and out, up and down. Going to try to keep hitters off balance. They're familiar with him, you know, but he also knows those hitters, you know. So I think it's just going to be a game where let's see what kind of adjustments they're going to make and the type of adjustment he's going to make. So I'm excited for this matchup. I'm excited to watch him pitch. I'm pretty sure the fan base is excited to watch him.
All right, Carlos, thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it.